Greg Lopez Holding the Line by Kim Monson. The big broad middle of America, moderate Democrats, conservatives, unaffiliateds, Republicans, and libertarians all feel that something is not right. Inflation, an open southern border, out-of-control government spending, wars, and parental rights are top concerns for Americans. The special election Congressional District 4, CD4, race to complete former Congressman Ken Buck's term July 1, 2024, until the new Congress convenes in January of 2025, is one of the most important races in the country, and the Republican candidate Greg Lopez should be elected so that he can hold the line against the onslaught of the radical, extremists, activists who have taken over the Democrat Party. This Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party of your grandparents. This Democrat Party is not the party of JFK. This Democrat Party is not representing everyday, hardworking Americans. This Democrat Party is hell-bent on controlling every aspect of our lives, and Greg Lopez will hold the line against their agenda. Republicans hold a razor-thin majority in the current House of Representatives. If that razor-thin majority changes to Democrat control, you could possibly expect the Democrats to pack the Supreme Court and to push other anti-American, anti-individual, nefarious actions. With the untimely and political resignation of Ken Buck from his CD4 seat, vacancy committees convened for the Republicans, Democrats, and Libertarians to choose their candidate for the special election. Greg Lopez stepped forward and was selected by the vacancy committee as the Republican candidate for the CD4 special election. Greg Lopez is a proven leader who cares deeply about the people of Colorado. When elected to complete Ken Buck's term, Lopez will hold the line and hold the radical, extreme Democrats accountable for their government-induced inflation, open southern border, and out-of-control government spending. Greg Lopez is a servant leader who is running for Colorado's future, not his. It is important to connect the dots on who is really Lopez's Democrat opponent. Lopez's Democrat opponent most recently worked for the National Science Foundation, which is the non-medical counterpart to the National Institute of Health, NIH. Anthony Fauci worked as NIH's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director from 1984 to 2022. Lopez's Democrat opponent worked as a speechwriter for the AFL-CIO labor union. Lopez's Democrat opponent worked as a press intern for the radical extremist Senator Bernie Sanders. Lopez's Democrat opponent would facilitate Congress's dangerous lurch to the radical left. Lopez's libertarian opponent has many views with which I agree, and she is a good candidate. However, it is important that the CD4 vote is not split between the Republican and libertarian vote, because this would only help the Democrat candidate and embolden the radical, activist, extreme agenda of Democrats. America and the American dream for each individual are at significant risk, and it is important that Republican Greg Lopez is elected to complete Ken Buck's term in CD4. Lopez is endorsed by all the Republican CD4 primary candidates. You must not only vote for your preferred Republican primary candidate, but you must also vote in the special election, which you will find at the bottom or on the back of your ballot. Vote Greg Lopez in Colorado's CD4 special election so that he can hold the line for you, your family, CD4, Colorado, and America. Ballots are due June 25th, 2024.